Governor Gary Herbert and Democratic challenger Mike Weinholz participated in a candidate forum Tuesday organized by the Hinckley Institute of Politics. Spending on education dominated the event. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
The event was not a formal debate. Each candidate had about 45 minutes on stage to answer questions posed by a moderator. Governor Herbert defended his record of increasing education spending, pointing out that when he took office following the recession, education funding had been cut drastically.
And so when I came in my first budget, I said, we're not going to cut any more of education. And since that time, we've increased public education spending, that's just K through 12, by nearly $900 million. And our goal is to increase spending by $1 billion over the next 5 years.
Democrat Mike Weinholz said it's not enough, saying that even with the money invested during Herbert's tenure, the state's spending level on education is still lower than it was before the recession hit in 2008. Weinholz said he'd support a small tax increase to help boost education funding.
Now, I know this isn't necessarily a popular thing for a politician to run on, but education is important enough to me, and I know to other Utahns, that this is a solution that they will support.
Weinholz cited a poll from UtahPolicy.com, which found that 64% of surveyed Utahns would support a less than 1% income tax hike to fund public education. Herbert has been endorsed by the Utah Education Association. The candidates also spoke about the fight over control of public lands. Weinholz said it was fiscally irresponsible of Herbert to allow $14 million to be set aside for a possible lawsuit against the federal government. The governor said he believes the state could save money and provide better management if given control of some federal land. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.